From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, our psychic, medium, and intuitive extravaganza. 4 hours, you're going to love it. Well, a story we have continued to pound away at, and we're not going to let it go, but now government experts are scheduled to vote on whether NyQuil and other combination cold medicines should be pulled from the market to help curb deadly overdoses. The Food and Drug Administration has assembled more than 35 experts for a special two-day meeting to discuss and vote on ways to prevent overdose of acetaminophen, the pain-relieving, fever-reducing ingredient in Tylenol and dozens of other prescriptions and over-the-counter medications. Despite years of educational campaigns and other federal actions, it remains the leading cause of liver failure in the U.S., sending 56,000 people to the emergency room annually, according to the FDA. They say there are about 200 acetaminophen-related deaths each year. As we reported last night, a passenger jet from Yemen with 153 people on board crashed in the Indian Ocean early Tuesday as it tried to land during heavy wind on the island nation of Comoros. A police official said one toddler has been rescued alive from the sea. Bodies were spotted floating in the ocean, and a police official said three others had been recovered so far. This was an Airbus A310, so another crash of an Airbus. France's transport minister says that aviation inspectors had found a number of faults during a 2007 inspection of a plane that crashed into the Indian Ocean. Two gunmen in a green minivan opened fire on a group of teenagers at a bus stop near a Detroit high school. At least seven students attending classes at Cody High School were among those shot, two of them now in critical condition. All the victims, ages 14 to 17. In Iraq, Iraqi police say a car bomb has exploded in the northern city of Kirkuk, killing at least 15 people, wounding dozens others. Tuesday's bombing comes as Iraqis celebrate what the government is calling National Sovereignty Day to mark the withdrawal of U.S. combat troops from Iraqi cities. And the U.S. military also says four U.S. soldiers were killed in combat in Baghdad. Get this. Uranium apparently exists on the moon, according to new data from a Japanese spacecraft. The findings are the very first conclusive evidence for the presence of the radioactive element in the lunar dirt. They announced the discovery recently at the 40th Lunar and Planetary Conference. The revelation suggests that nuclear power plants could be built on the moon. There's a clear trend that home prices, the decline in these prices, are moderating. Another sign that the beleaguered housing market is finally stabilizing. And while 20 major cities tumbled by 18%, it marked the third straight month the decline was not a record. And yearly losses in 13 metros improved compared to March. It's great sadness that we announced the death of paranormal investigator and syndicated radio talk show host Lou Gentile. Lost his battle to cancer. He's survived by his wife and three children. Lou was a guest on the program several years ago, did a great job investigating the paranormal. The head of the promotion company behind Michael Jackson's 50-night This Is It concert extravaganza says he'd like the concerts to go on. Randy Phillips said that he'd like the Jackson family to be on stage and take part in the show, with celebrity friends of the late icon rotating as stand-ins for Jackson. The concert promoters announced that 750,000 Michael Jackson fans could get full refunds for the pop star's canceled 50-night This Is It concert, or they can opt to receive souvenir tickets instead. AEG, apparently, is one of the insurance companies trying to rescue the show. Private and public funerals have been set for the late Michael Jackson. His body will return to his Neverland Ranch for a public viewing on Friday. Jackson's brothers, Jackie, Jermaine, and Tito, visited the grounds over the weekend, and a delivery truck was spotted there on Tuesday dropping off boxes. A private memorial service slated for Sunday. Now, that's one of Beethoven's best-known melodies. It's the opening bars of his fifth symphony, Für Elise. And many scholars down the years are puzzled over who the real identity of the woman might be. The short three-page script in A minor has been a mainstay for piano lessons for generations of students. It's also now a ringtone for millions of mobile phones, but the riddle of who Elise might have been has remained unsolved. Now, a German expert, Klaus-Martin Koppitz, believes that he has identified the mysterious woman as Elisabeth Roquel from 1793 to 1883. She was around there. Roquel was a German soprano and sister of Joseph August Roquel, the tenor who sang the role of Floristan in a performance of Fidelio conducted by the composer in Vienna in 1806. That's a little news you can use. Bill Fulton doesn't remember losing his wallet, but getting it back more than 60 years later helped him remember the past. This is an incredible story. The leather stayed smooth. The zipper moved as easily as it did in 1946 when he apparently dropped the wallet behind the balcony bleachers in the Baker Middle School gym while cheering for the high school basketball team. Fulton's Social Security card and a bicycle license for his job as a drugstore delivery boy were positioned in their very respective compartments in the wallet, apparently untouched since the year after World War II ended. A worker found the wallet, along with his old homework, lost library books, and a 1964 talent show program while removing the bleachers for renovations on June 17th. It was brought to his door the following day by a secretary of the school. Up next, we begin our psychic extravaganza. We'll talk with the Psy Twins, Allison Walsh and Adele Nichols, next on Coast to Coast AM. Identical twin sisters and psychic mediums, Allison Walsh, Adele Nichols, have known for their ability since they were 4 years of age. Growing up, they experienced spirits, both human and animal. This was first evidenced by the girls and their parents when an older relative passed away suddenly and appeared speaking to both of them in broad daylight. Growing into adults, symbols, a form of language, dominated how each twin sees the world, both physical and astral. And here they are this hour on Coast to Coast, Allison and Adele. Hello, you two. How are you?
Hi, George. Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, which one am I talking to?
Okay, I'm Allison. I spoke first. And I'm Adele. I spoke second.
You know, for a moment when I was talking to my producer, she says, I've got some psychic twins coming on for you first hour. And, of course, we've talked to psychic twins before. You're not them. You're the other psychic twins.
Yeah, we're from the East Coast.
Exactly. All right, great. Now, tell me a little bit more about the fact that you're twins and how important this is, I think, to your psychic abilities.
You know, George, both Adele and I really didn't understand when we were very young. We just assumed everybody had this ability, right, Adele?
That's exactly it. I mean, we would be outside in, you know, where we lived, right outside of Annapolis, Maryland, and we would just see the spirits and of animals and humans, and we just thought everybody else had the same ability. So we would go home and tell our parents, George, what we saw during the day, and of course, we imagine that now we think that it was because they thought that we were just rambling like children probably do, that it wasn't until an uncle on our dad's side passed that 2 weeks later he appeared to us in broad daylight in the back of our farm. And he was actually calling to both of us, which, you know, proves that it can be possible that spirit communication can happen. At any age, to tell you the truth, but to happen in broad daylight, that is very unusual.
Are you two able to pick up on each other's thoughts?
This is Allison again. Yeah, Adele, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I will know if she's going to call me. Sometimes I even know what she's going to call me about.
Yeah, and I've done the same thing, too.
Right.
You know, we're mirror image twins, George.
Now, what is a mirror image twin? That's identical, right?
Well, yes, but it's a little bit more. It's really the same egg that is split down the middle, and Adele is stronger on her left side of the body. She's left-handed,
and I am right-handed. So the strength that we have is where we were split.
Are your fingerprints different?
You know, I don't know.
I've always wanted to ask identical twins that.
Actually, Adele probably doesn't have much in the way of fingerprints anymore, having taught for so long, right?
Yes, what happened is I went in to try to do some substitute teaching, and they now, in our state, they require that anybody doing that, you know, you have to be fingerprinted. Well, they took one look at one of the fingerprint tests, and the guy said, tell me, he says, you must have used chalk for a long time writing on boards, right? And I said, well, yes, I did. And he says, what happens is you hardly have any fingerprints left. So, you know, he said, oh, you would be good as a criminal.
Well, I guess you two don't have to worry about that. You know, there is a movie here, though, a drama movie where one of you commits some heinous crime and the other one gets accused of it.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, we have definitely throughout our years in school, we have tried to confuse teachers and individuals of who we were, just, as practical jokes.
Right.
You know, there was a case, I had a story a couple months ago of identical twins, one of whom would constantly get parking tickets, and, you know, they had the same car, and apparently they kept blaming each other. The judge threw the case out.
Oh my gosh.
He simply said, I can't convict you two. I don't know who did it.
Well, even our own dad, our dad passed last Monday, but before that, we got to the point where we look so much alike now that even our dad couldn't tell us apart.
Yeah, he was having a really hard time knowing which one was which. You know, even to his dying day.
Right.
Now, this ability that you both have, this psychic ability, this ability to communicate with the other side as well, does it come at will or do you have to work at it?
Well, I think that when we're relaxed, it comes pretty much on its own. To tell you the truth, we have to sometimes work at not being on.
That's right.
It's really not healthy to be on all the time. So largely, like anybody else, we get distracted by domestic things that we've got to do or work things. But if we're not careful, we do just tend to get to know things, whether we realize it or not.
Let's look at some of the things you're looking at in terms of past predictions and future. I haven't really had an opportunity to talk with you two over the years, so I don't know what you've done in the past, but we'll go from the honor system here. What have you talked about?
Well, I'll tell you, George, prediction-wise, we did have a prediction page up on our website when we first opened it back in 2001, and this was right after Bush. This was after the World Trade Center disaster, and Bush was hot on starting a war. We put up the website and we put up the web page that had to do with predictions, and I was basically stating that, my God, if we go to war, this is going to turn out to be like a Vietnam situation. And so every 4 to 5 months I was changing that page and putting up more new stuff that had to do largely with the world events, but especially with the war. And a friend of ours, who I'm only going to name by the first name, named Greg, my sister and I met him about that same time period. He and a cousin came to one of our platform groups where messages were given by spirit, and although they came on the wrong day. And my goodness, Adele and I nailed him as far as what kind of work he did, which I think it kind of astonished him, because he wore two badges. At least that's what I saw in my mind, that he wore two badges, one for NSA, and the other I thought was CIA, but it turned out to be the Department of Defense. And as such, now we actually have records now in D.C. We have files down there with them. And as it turned out, Greg, he's become one of our greatest supporters, but he told me one day, because he came here to my office very, very hush-hush,
And he told me I needed to take the site down because people at DOD were constantly following my website because everything that was said 4 to 5 months earlier was actually coming to pass.
And they didn't like that, did they?
They didn't like that. And they basically felt that this, you know, they just felt that it was in the interest of the country that I not say such things because it was turning out to be true. But the other thing that I can talk about here, I don't know if you remember this, George. It was a few years ago when the Georgetown, which is in Washington, D.C., the Georgetown Starbucks had three young people, employees, that were murdered one morning.
Right. I remember the story. I didn't follow it a lot, but yeah, it was a tragedy.
Yes, it was. I was in Germany at the time, and I was there for several weeks. And when I came back, I was getting ready to have another group that I was going to hold for messages. And somebody in spirit told me not to do it, but to hold it off till the next week to do it. And we repeat this story in our book, Between Two Worlds. But as we recount it, it turns out that unknowns to us, it was a cousin of one of the girls that was killed, and then her friend that came, and unbeknownst, they did not even know each other, and Mary Caitlin Mahoney, who was one of the ones killed, came through in the group. And she actually gave enough information to go back to the Georgetown police, and the cousin took it back the next day. But, of course, the police didn't believe it. They thought I was here, obviously, reading newspapers. But later, some information did come through again, which was given to the Georgetown police. And it wasn't until about 5 or 6 years later that the Georgetown police actually came out indirectly saying that I actually cracked the case.
You know, you should be used quite a bit for police departments.
I know, but I tell you, they're very conservative over here.
Yeah, that's true. No, it is. They don't want to come under. It's a shame, but they think they're going to come under ridicule, and so they won't go there, where you could be very helpful, both of you, to some of their work. You know, eventually you're going to come across a chief or a sheriff who's pretty aggressive and would use your services. But that's not going to happen a lot.
You're right.
Let's look at some of the things that you both see in the future. What's going to happen, let's say, for the rest of this year? What do you see?
Since I really am very interested in what's going on with this murder case with Amanda Knox, I do believe she's going to get off innocently.
I think she's going to get off. Right?
I don't think that they have enough of a case to stand up against her. What I do believe, though, is that I do believe that it was not. I don't believe that was any of the individuals that they're calling that they think that are part of this case. I do believe that they're going to find another individual that they have yet to find that is English speaking, but I do not believe is English. That is going to be found guilty.
And that could happen at any time, right?
To tell you the truth, I have the feeling that Amy Knox is going to have to go through this entire trial to where they finally decide she's not guilty, and then the police have to go through the whole thing again to investigate this.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on that. What about North Korea? Do you two see anything there?
Adele? Well, North Korea is really flexing its muscles. They really want to be noticed by the other, you know, big countries. And, you know, I just feel that they're trying to get the attention with the bigger countries, just even to be noticed, whether it's going to be, you know, what I call as the negative attention that they're trying to, you know, they're actually getting.
Yeah, just like a child stuff.
Right. They're
getting attention.
To go through a lot of discussions, talks with all these other major companies before they will eventually back down.
Yeah, this is Allison again. I personally think they're going to be firing off a few more missiles yet
still.
I think that they are going to try to bring this to the nth degree, almost to a war situation.
All right, we'll follow that, too. We'll get some more of your predictions and phone calls when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Are you a member of Streamlink yet? Well, for just pennies a day, you can get podcasts and downloads. All you have to do is go to coasttocoastam.com and sign up. By the way, thank you again. A couple weeks ago, the thousands of you who signed up for the free Streamlink week, practically. It started on a Wednesday, and I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back in a moment with Allison and Adele next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. We've got the Psy Twins this hour. Their website, psy-twins.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Allison Walsh, Adele Nichols, they're identical twins, mirror twins. And they've written the books Between Two Worlds, The Realm of Physical Phenomena, and The Sacred Tarot Unveiled. When you two start to write, you don't write together the same way, do you?
Oh, gosh, no. This is Allison. Actually, I'm a better writer than Adele, and I agree with her. Sorry, it's true.
Do you two specialize in any specific kind of psychic work? You know, some people are very good at relationships. Other people are good at current events. Do you two specialize in anything?
Well, this is Allison. Both of us we work as psychic mediums, and I am very good at bringing through people's dead relatives, as well as friends to the family, back to four generations.
Well, I want to let everybody know, by the way, you're not the two psychic twins that predicted Hillary Clinton would win the presidential
election. I don't know who they are, but no, obviously she didn't.
And nomination, no.
But Adele is really good at remote viewing, right?
Yes. If we're talking to a client or someone in an audience, and what happens is I will literally get a mental picture of whatever is in that person's house, or it could be outside of the house. One occasion was we were talking to someone that was, you know, just giving us general information about her, and all of a sudden I saw in her house pillows that were just literally stacked, like, or on top of each other. And I finally stopped and I looked at her and I said, I'm seeing pillows literally stacked on top of one another. And she looked at me and she just, like, turned white and she says, I make pillows for a living. So that's exactly what we were seeing.
But Adele also got into the work with me because of remote viewing, George.
Exactly.
She actually saw into a woman's house, that was a woman that was standing there in front of us, that she saw that the lock or alarm system was broken, and she could see the brand new piece that needed to be fixed. And so she brought her over and told her the whole thing. And from that point on, then Adele started working with me.
Exactly.
Have you two seen anything psychic wise that scared you, both of you?
Well, I will tell you honestly, this is Adele again. Excuse me, Allison, sorry. the only thing that I can say that's probably really scared me is that both Adele and I have seen UFOs off and on. But 2 years ago, coming back from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania one night, I got into my parking lot at 12:30 at night. And I heard a voice in my head say, look up, look up. And I did. And I'm telling you, George, I've seen UFOs of many different sizes. In fact, even as children, when we were around 16, we had our car buzzed by a UFO only about 25 feet above our car, which caused the car to conk out. And all of us, including our mother and younger sister, literally came out under it. And it just hovered there for a moment. But what I saw that night in the parking lot was a UFO that had to be a mothership. It was so incredibly large, and it blinked. It had like many stories. I mean, like many levels, but lots of lights on. And I thought I was losing my mind. And it blinked its lights on and off, and then it faded out. And I thought, I must be losing it. So I went back to getting what I was trying to get out of the car. And I went back and looked at it, and it came back on, and it just blinked again, and it went out. And that's when I really felt I was not in control of my life.
How do you know you two weren't abducted when you were children?
Well, to tell you the truth, we wonder.
Uh-huh.
I can recall myself, Allison. I've had a couple of instances of missing time. Once when I was driving and once at night. And it was exactly a half hour off on my watch each time.
And this finely tuned gift that you both possess, who knows how it was given to you? Even though I believe we all have the ability, they may have helped tune it up for you.
Well, I have absolutely the feeling of that. I've been visited by some other being back when I was about 31, 32. I thought maybe it was an angel, but I still wonder.
Let's go take some calls here. Let's go to California, west of the Rockies. Hey, David, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Liz. How are you doing?
Hi.
I just had a couple questions. One, really quick. Are you able to get messages from the other side, say from a relative? Because I've been really curious to see if I can hear from, I'll just say a relative. Would you guys possibly be able to get any kind of message?
You know something? When we work with individuals, it helps us to hear, the sound of your voice. And when an individual decides to, to step up to have us hear them, they will bring through messages.
Okay, because I lost my father a while ago. I've been meaning for many years now to see if I can hear anything. I was wondering, would you be able to help me with that?
Can I ask you something about this?
Sure.
Was he very handy? Did he do a lot of work with his hands?
Yeah, he did, actually.
I mean, I'm not just saying only with his work, but even outside of work. Did he make things?
Not necessarily make things. No, he did like gardening stuff. Maybe
okay.
What's the significance of that?
I kept feeling wood in his hands. I have to also ask you: was there something heart related with this man? Did he smoke?
No.
Yeah, I definitely feel him around you, and I want you to know we just had our dad pass last Monday, and I can definitely tell
that.
We feel especially saddened by that fact, but nevertheless, we know he is still alive, and so
right.
Your dad is too.
Do you find that they don't move on, or they just hang around, or what keeps them here?
Well, they're not going to. Oftentimes, they don't stay around for too long, don't they, Adele?
No, when they do pass over, they will maybe stick around, maybe 5 days, maybe 7 days, something like that. They're checking things out.
I've heard that too. Marianne Winkowski, one of our other mediums, has said that there's a time period mm-hmm. that they will hang a lot of times for their own funerals, and then they're gone.
Indeed, we just came up with a photo. We also had a wedding in between the funeral and our dad's passing. A wedding in the family. And interestingly, a photo that Adele sent me here just last night absolutely has excited me, because I'm sure, George, you've heard of orbs by now.
Absolutely.
Well, interestingly, there is an orb right next to my sister's daughter and another sister's daughter and so forth. And there is an orb in there that I magnified on the computer that looks like our dad. It has his face in the orb. And, at first when I heard about this whole thing about faces and orbs, I thought, oh, get out. But no kidding. It looks like our dad.
See, to me, when you get orbs with faces in them, then you're on to something. A lot of times I think they're, reflected light from camera, flashing cameras and things like that. But when you start seeing faces of people that you recognize in these orbs, then something's going on.
George, we have a picture. I wish I could send that to you right now, but we have a picture that was sent to us by one of our clients
that was taken on the Mall in Washington, D.C., the day of the inauguration of Obama. And I'm going to tell you something. You look at this picture, and there are thousands of orbs way up in the sky that was taken by this woman. All she did was hold up a digital camera so that she could try to see the Capitol Dome over all the sea of people that there were on the... And what I'm going to tell you, no kidding.
Don't say they all had faces.
You can see the face of Abraham, what looks like Abraham Lincoln in one of these orbs.
It's no way.
Unbelievable.
You've got to send it to us so we can at least look at it and post it eventually, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, just send it to alex@coasttocoastam.com. Let's go to Wilmar, Minnesota, east of the Rockies. It is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, George.
Welcome to the program.
Hi.
I had a couple of questions for you, and the first one's fairly quick. With all of the celebrity deaths that have occurred recently, I'm wondering if you have any insight into how Patrick Swayze is doing.
Well, you know, there's so many people that look like they're making their exodus right now. I personally think that Patrick Swayze is doing a remarkable job of fighting the pancreatic cancer. However, it's my opinion that he is going to eventually pass. It could very well happen this year. I mean, I'll make that prediction. I think it is going to be this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope you're wrong on that one, huh?
Well, you know...
Because he is a fighter, and he's a good fighter guy.
I think that's kind of like Farrah Fawcett.
Right. What was your other question?
My other question is, I've been seeing the clock a lot at the same time, like 11:11, 10:10, 12:12. And when I do see that time, I think of my grandmother, Carol, who passed away about 2 years ago. And she passed rather quickly. She ended up succumbing to cancer. And I'm just wondering, is she around me? Is she okay?
You know, Sarah, I'll tell you, we have had so many people, you know, tell us these very same type of things about how time seems to be constantly repetitious. And I do believe that there is a very great case that spirit wants us to see these combination numbers like 11:11 or 11:22 or whatever. I personally see oftentimes on the clock that something that has to do with like 7:22 or it's just, I think this is the way spirit in a symbolic way is trying to get our attention.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sarah. Allison, you came first, and then Adele, you came into this field later. How long was the time gap?
Well, I was a teacher at one point. You know, my motto has always been saying that life gets in the way. I willed my kind of power away for a long time. You know, I got married. I had two children. I was a full-time teacher. I had actually 30 years in. And I guess about when I was around in my middle 30s, I was visited by some spirits for about a week. Now, my sister had been telling me for, you know, at a time, saying that, oh, I was going to be joining her eventually. And I kept saying to myself, yeah, right. There's just no way. I don't even have time for myself, much less helping her.
She knew.
I'm sorry?
She knew.
Oh, well, she knew. But for a whole week, one certain time, I would be getting up to go to my job, you know, going into the bathroom, getting ready, and I would literally feel someone pushing me right between my shoulder blades, like pushing me forward into like the mirror. And this would happen for about a whole week, and finally, like the fifth day, I just yelled at, I said, enough. I said, I've had enough. I will join my sister. There you go. Leave me alone. And then they stopped.
Well, they've done a lot of other things too at your house too to get your attention.
Yes, they've had like china, you know, all my glassware, literally fall out of a corner cabinet.
Like fly out.
Physically impossible to do, but it would literally fall out. I've had things, you know, up on shelves literally fall on my head.
And you've also had your alarm clocks go off when they're not supposed to.
Right. I mean, just odd things, just ways of getting my attention.
Do you two see 1111 a lot or any specific numbers?
My sister does. My sister will see variations of, you know, certain numbers. They could be backwards, forwards, this kind of thing. I don't necessarily have that.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I'll just tell you now. I don't have that.
But George, she does have. She gets calls from the other side on the telephone.
That's true.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Explain that.
All right. It started several years ago, around Christmas time. I was getting calls, and I'd pick up the phone, and there'd be like static. It was just, you know, it sounded like it was breaking up, if you know what I mean. So I would say hello, hello, nothing. I would hang up. A few minutes later, it would do it again. And I'd get on, I would say hello. It would kind of like sound like long distance. Finally, one time, I got on the phone and I could literally hear a voice say, oh, I got through, and then it just went dead. And so I called my sister and I was excited. I called her up. And believe it or not, it actually started happening to her.
Yes, it started happening to me, where she would get calls during the day. Then I started getting them like around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, did you have caller ID?
What it would say was like out of area or area unknown.
Or
unknown it would come across, or restricted or something like that?
Yes.
And then the phone would literally be dead. After the hang-up, mm-hmm. you couldn't call out for a few minutes because obviously Spirit had put enough electromagnetic heavy energy over it, the contraption, in order to get through, so to speak. And I actually finally had to tell the spirits myself because they kept waking me up to call me at that specific hour. Why? I don't know, but they did. And ultimately, I had to ask them to stop calling, and they did. They stopped calling.
Let's see if we can get one more quick question in from Ron in Indiana, first-time caller. Want to get him in. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Good.
Hey, I've had a lot of weird things happen throughout the years, too. But, seen things and felt things. And, I don't know if you'd call it psychic phenomenon or not, but... My question for the ladies that you have tonight is about the guy that you had on last night who was talking about the wormwood.
All right, then let me explain it to them. I had a guest on, not a psychic by any means. He interprets the Book of Revelation. He claims that there's a dwarf star in our solar system. That could be true. He calls it wormwood, which the Book of Revelation calls wormwood. It's in there. But he thinks within the next month or so, we're going to have unbelievable catastrophes on this planet. Do you see any of that real quickly?
Well, this is Allison. To tell you the truth, I have been having a growing sense of anxiety that we're going to have like a meteor. Either it's going to come really close or it's going to hit someplace here. But I get the feeling it's going to hit in the ocean.
And you think that could happen soon?
Well, my feeling is that it's going to happen, yes, this year.
That's exactly what he said, too. He thinks it's going to come very soon, causing a massive tsunami. So we'll see. I mean, now we've got you saying that, too. I'll be back with more on Coast to Coast AM.